The situation on the ground is very complicated because there is no democracy in our country. It is Idriss Deby, the president of Chad, is ruling the country 13 years by doing nothing for the country on the way of develop the country. So we think that it is good for our country to change the system of ruling the country. So I'm among those who don't accept the coming election to take place.
The opposition leader, Mr. Padaki,
is not in the opposition.
So he says that if he wins the election, President Idriss Deby, he will assure that he will stay in the country. He will live in his country.
Really, he's a system fabrication. He's not in a opposition. Because now he's ruled the country with this system, he's just playing a game to say that he's a opposition. Really, he's not a opposition.
So how many opposition candidates are in this coming election?
All the real opposition take off, because if you go to the election, Idriss Deby will win. All the people in Chad know that he will impose a result that we will not accept. So all the opposition notice that, and they all take off. They refuse to go escorting this bad system.
There's a report that some of the people who are planning to run against President Deby have dropped out of the campaign. Why is that?
Because the system is not democratic. It is just an oppression. If, you know, in 13 years, he didn't do a development system, the education, the health, all things is not working.
You are there in N'Djamena. Suppose you ask people in Chad, do they think that President Deby should be re-elected?
They say that enough is enough. We want a changement. We want a transition. We want a new philosophy to rule the country, because enough is enough. The time has come that Chadians expect a changement, a real changement.
Clement, thank you so much. It's so nice to talk with you.
Thank you.